Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
People that know me know that this wasn't an easy decision to
people
make.
People are often challenged with taking care of themselves.
I sincerely apologize, and officially apologize for calling out.
Often challenged with taking care of themselves.
Northwest began serving peanuts this month.
Bleeping retarded.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And we're through the looking glass we go every night to bring you that truth. Now, we have we got some Abby Sunderland to talk about tonight. You know the young lady, the sailor, she's been found. We have Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, to join us. Justin McElroy, who is a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School and a signatory to a worldwide youth movement white paper on global warming, he will be commenting on Abby Sunderland. A lot of people with opinions about this young lady and her exploits. And I personally think it's very exciting. And if I were her parents, I'd be very, very proud of her. Plus, some in the U.K. are upset that Barack Obama is taking on British Petroleum. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight at WWRL. WWRL 1600 in New York City. Our great New York affiliate, and in Bozeman, Montana at KBOZ 1090 AM. And they have just added our show on Sunday nights. They got a Phil Hendry feed going on Sunday night. I suspect sometimes it's like this, maybe not, but sooner or later, there's going to be radio stations out there that are like running our show, you know, 18, 20, 24 hours on a weekend, such as sometimes the case. All right, we're going to be bringing on Vernon Dozier. You guys know a little bit of the latest on Abby Sunderland, that she was spotted by a Australian search and rescue crew flying an Airbus, a very large aircraft with all kinds of communication equipment and the ability to spot objects. In fact, I was reading today, they'd only been in the air 10 minutes before they saw Abby Sunderland's dismasted sailboat, just the hull of the sailboat sitting there in the water. The word is now she'll be rescued sometime Saturday, which it's Saturday in Australia right now. When they say Saturday, I don't know if they meant our time or their time. She is awaiting rescue. And while the vessels arrive on scene, there will be, I'm led to believe, there will be an aircraft from the Australian Search and Rescue and perhaps Australian Navy. They'll be looking and sort of monitoring this whole thing. Vernon Dozier is joining us right now on our newsmaker line from Glendale, California. You're a high school teacher, and you see young people all the time, Mr. Dozier, struggling with life, struggling with their classes, with education, with parents. Doesn't this give you a little bit of a lift to see a young person do something like this?
Young person, when it is something as extraordinary as a circumnavigation of the globe as a solo sail around the world, any kind of a feat, which is a record breaker and which puts that individual on the map, if you will, and puts them into the history books. And for a young person to achieve that, for a high school student, a young adolescent such as Abby Sunderland, I can't imagine how her parents would feel were she able to do that. But the unfortunate circumstances of her life right now are that she was not able to do it, that she is becalmed or dead in the water. Say becalmed, I guess she is.
Well, she doesn't have a sail up because of the mast.
That is correct, yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of wind. excuse me. I've got a little bit of a allergy here tonight that I'm dealing with.
You can join me, Phil. I've been coughing all week.
Yeah, usually this time of year, I'm okay, but it's just got stuck in my throat. But Vernon, when we talk about her and the achievements of one so young, such as Abby. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you watching on the video feed, you can see that I'm coughing a little bit.
You need a sip of water or something?
Yeah, I've got a Mountain Dew. Hold on. I apologize, folks. Okay.
You got something to drink, Bill?
I did, yeah. Getting back to, sorry, Vernon, getting back to Abby Sunderland. So in other words, this girl is to be viewed as a bit of a overachiever, a hero. What would you say?
Well, no, I would say that she's as a teacher, I would look at her first from the standpoint of her gender. I think she took a shot. I think that there should have been some people there to give her the cold, hard reality of what she was up against. I think that her brother, of course, had achieved this. Her brother had gone around the world. I think he was 16 when I heard the young man say he was 16 when he left. He was 17 when he got back. And so, of course, she wanted to do the same. She wanted to break his record. But there wasn't anybody there to tell her that this is a solo sail around the world. You're a 16-year-old female. Somebody has got to step up sooner or later, Phil. Someone's got to open the window of what I call open the window of truth and let some air in and let her know that she is a girl. And I'm not saying that girls cannot do great things, Phil.
Well, let her know that she's a girl, meaning what, then? That she shouldn't do it?
That I think that you saw the end result. I think when you said to me, shouldn't she be proud of herself? And I tried to say to you, yes, she should be proud of herself had she achieved the actual solo sail around the world, but she did not achieve the solo sail around the world. And so you're left with the reality that there's really nothing to be proud of. And the fact is, Phil, if I'm her parents, I'm grateful. I pray to God, and I was with a lot of Americans last night. Please find this young lady, and let's return her safely home and get her back to her studies and her friends, and somehow try to get the notion out of her head that she's some kind of, this Amelia Earhart. I mean, we all know what happened to her.
Amelia Earhart was never, I think she was trying to fly around the world.
She wasn't even trying to fly around the world solo either. She had the bad judgment to take along with her. And I say this with all due respect, but we all know it's in the record books that Wiley Post was an alcoholic.
I'm not here, sir, I don't want to talk about Amelia Earhart or the reputation of her navigator. Her Mr. Post was whoever he was, but
you know what happened to her.
Yes, sir. She was lost, and we never did find. You know, no one ever found Amelia Earhart. She in her attempt to fly around the world. Are you comparing this to Abby Sunderland? Are you saying that this could have happened to her?
I am saying, Phil, that what you have, I'm a school teacher, and I deal with adolescents. I teach high school. Not only do I teach high school science as well as health and civics, I'm a high school varsity football coach, so I see young people. I know what they want to do. I know they want to go out and set the world on fire. I know they want to go out and set records. And every now and again, you've got to kind of put a hand on their chest and say, whoa, this is not something that you can do. The question that I asked today, and I did get some calls from a couple of parents, and I did get a call from one of our board members. I asked the question, when did we finally put the stamp of approval, making it official that girls can do what guys do, you see? I don't think that was ever made official, Phil.
No, I don't know what you mean by that. What we're doing is we're encouraging girls who, whatever it is that they want to do, you know.
No, I don't know.
No, what I'm saying is if it's not like we're saying to the girls, hey, go out and be a football player. What we are saying to them is, if it is something that you want to do, if it is something that you have such a love of and have an aptitude for and it's something that you desire to do, then we should keep the doors open for you to at least prove yourself. You know?
No, I don't. Well, I think you've got that wrong. I'm a teacher. I know what it is. It isn't that we're saying to them we're going to leave the door open. We're saying to them, go out and sail around the world. You're just as good. Go out and fight in a war. Go out and beat up a guy that's three times your size, because nothing can stop you from doing that. I think that's wrong.
I don't think that that's the message.
Well, how did this young lady, this Abby Sunderland, how do you feel she found herself in the middle of the Indian Ocean with no mask.
I think this girl grew up in a sailing family. Her father's a sailor. Her mother's a sailor. Her brother is. This is how the family enjoyed itself. This is they all did this together. She learned it. She found that she liked it. You know, it's not often the case when mom and dad are into something that the kids are into it. But this obviously something the family enjoys together. And as a result,
can I interrupt you, Phil?
Well, no, I'm just going to answer your question. As a result, she liked it. You know.
Let me interrupt you. Okay, so the family did it together, and she was good at sailing. Now, at what point do you then say, and okay, she's a girl, she's going to go around the world? You can see what happened. And
what? That's not the question.
I think that is the question. I think that you could say, for instance, she's too young to go around the world, but I think you have to say. And again, Phil, I know I run the risk of being called a sexist pig. I am not a sexist pig. I'm trying to say, what do we have in front of us? Do I have in front of me a human being? For instance, if I went to the zoo and I wanted to find a human being at the zoo, not the people that are throwing the peanuts, but the people that some behind a kid, I'd say, well, I can't find, here's the closest I can come to it is this monkey that's got his legs crossed and he's scratching himself and he's, you know, looks like he's thinking about something. But that's not really a human being. If you want to go around the world in a sailboat, do you want someone who's going to do it? Or do you want a monkey version of that? And I'm not saying this is a young lady.
Let's not compare this girl to monkeys. You're talking about an animal compared to a human.
I'm not saying that girl is I'm not even going there, Phil. I'm saying, What's the ability? Do you want a human being? And please let me finish, Mr. Henry.
No, it's not a good comparison. You're saying the man is the human, the woman is the monkey, and therefore the man can go around the world in a sailboat, but the woman can't.
What was the end result of this young lady's attempt to go around the world?
The end result was that she ran into some rough weather, and...
Oh, okay, but the end result... You're going to go into some fancy discussion.
Well, I've got to tell you, she ran into some rough weather. She got the mast snapped off of that sailboat.
And do you know that if that mast had been... perhaps she'd been running in front of the wind or running into the wind, or maybe that mast might not have been snapped off. I know that her brother made it, you know. Now, why didn't she? I'm not saying she's an ape. I'm saying it would be as if... Please listen to me, Mr. Henry.
I reject the comparison.
Please listen. I'm just saying it would be as if a man or you put a chimpanzee. The chimpanzee would do good. It would do damn good. The chimp could make it as far as... I mean, you want to make a joke about it. The chimp would probably make it as far as Africa because that's what the chimp knows. And I'm trying to be funny, but...
Well, you're not funny, sir. You're not funny.
Well, I apologize, sir. What I'm saying is that the chimp would not make it and the man would.
And so that girl, that Abby Sunderland, that...
Oh, please, sir, I'm not putting this child down at all.
No, but that girl, that Abby Sunderland, wasn't going to make it anyway. She's a girl.
I think that what has happened here is the Amelia Earhart syndrome. Charles Lindbergh did something. Okay, let's have Amelia Earhart try to shove Charles Lindbergh's face down into the mud. Well, look what happened. There's no trace of Amelia Earhart. No one even knows... If there's anything left. I bet you there's nothing left. I bet you there's no bones. Well, same thing with this little girl. Her brother did it. She tries to do it. And I thank God they found her, because I don't know what would have happened. They would have found the hull of a sailboat drifting into some kind of a harbor with just a skeleton laid out on it. Do you want that? Do I want that? I don't think any parent wants that.
I think that is a gruesome, gruesome eventuality that you're pulling out of thin air because you don't think...
Mr. Henry, girls, when did we...
No, hold on for a minute, because you don't think that a girl can do what a guy can do. And as a high school teacher, I'm surprised. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your calls with our guest Vernon Dozier coming up next as we talk about Abby Sunderland. Should she have been allowed to go out and sail this or make this solo attempt around the world? Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, is saying she's a girl. She's not as strong. She should not have been set out there.
I'm not saying that women can't do it. I'm saying a girl can't.
Do you think women can?
I don't want to get into that discussion.
Could a woman do it?
I don't want to get into that discussion.
So you don't want to say whether a woman could do it, huh?
I don't want to get into that discussion.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we continue discussing Abby Sunderland. On the line with me is high school teacher Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy talking about educating kids, what kids are capable of, how do you encourage them in their dreams. If you have a student, a female student, Mr. Dozier, who wants to do something like this, what do you say to her?
I say to her, if Abby had been in my class, I'd say, Abby, your aspirations are admirable. But what about your parents? What about your brother? These are people that love you. If you attempt to solo sail around the world and you wind up dying in the effort by way of piracy, by way of bad weather, by way of your own lack of strength because you're a female, I'd say you leave behind a mother that, I don't know, does your mother walk into a pawn shop and buy a gun and then blow her brains out right there in front of? I mean, these are the kind of.
Do you would tell a kid that?
These are the kind of things that have happened.
And I don't know that you tell a kid that.
I'm just saying, and of course the other side to it, Phil, is what does this do to the morale of the American people when a girl of 16 sails around the world? And Vernon Dozier is still where he is.
Vernon Dozier is still your teaching school.
I'm a high school teacher, standing here in a pair of Dockers, and I look, I'm 30 pounds overweight. Does that make me feel good to see that a kid did something that I can't do, that I would not have the chance to do because I can't afford a sailboat? Because I'd love to do that.
Well, this isn't about you. It's about what she's able to do.
But you know she's not going to be able to do it. In the meantime, she gets halfway around the world, and for at least half the journey, I look like a horse's you-know-what, as do other men. That's what I'm saying.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call, and we'll continue our discussion with Vernon Dozier about Abby Sunderland. Here is Amy in Massachusetts. Amy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, that gentleman
yes.
is a pompous, arrogant ASS.
I don't know what
he has no idea.
I said simply, did the girl make it around the world? No, she did not.
No, but she made an attempt. She made an attempt, and you know what? I applaud that. I tell my daughter every day, you can do whatever you want. Shirley Muldowney, one of the greatest race car drivers there ever was right up there. They always said, nope, she can't race drag cars. No way. She's a woman. She
That's
can't
right.
do that. You know what?
Cha-cha
she beat
Muldowney,
that Don Gollett.
Hold on. Mr. Hendry just said it. You know what they called her? Cha-Cha Muldowney. You want to know why?
Excuse me?
They used to call her Cha-Cha.
They called Shirley Cha-Cha sometimes. You
Absolutely.
Know that, don't you, Amy?
Absolutely.
Cha-Cha Muldowney. She beat Big Daddy Don Gollett.
She beat Big Daddy Don Gollett when he was on the other side of his climb. He was going downhill. Everyone knows it.
No, she did not. She beat him at the height of his achievements. That was in the 1960s. That was the golden age of Big Daddy, Tom the Mongoose McEwen.
Yeah,
Connie Coletta.
And the little red wagon.
You absolutely don't know what you're speaking of.
Excuse me. I happen to know the nut that put that Chrysler engine into a Corvair, Hayden Prophet's Corvair. Now, you talk about a metal case, so you're telling me that Cha-Cha Muldowney, I'm supposed to take her seriously in a profession that has a mental deficient putting a Chrysler 447 in a Corvair? I don't think so.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
You know what? I
no
put a
way,
440
no
into a 318.
A mental deficient?
That.
You did. You put a 440 into a what?
I put a 440 into an engine space that was holding a 318. I rebuilt
when the
drivetrain
and when the light turned green and the drivetrain dropped out of it, then what did you do?
Look, I think we're getting off the point.
Just because you're a female doesn't mean
we're talking drag racing.
Don't don't get into a discussion of drag racing with me, okay?
Because
I knew...
Just because you're a female and you're a young girl that has aspirations that are beyond what you're capable of does not mean
ma'am,
that
I'm
she could
you,
not have been capable of it.
Ma'am, she did not make it. Esther Williams, or what was the one? Who's the one that...
You mean
Esther
Amelia
Williams
Earhart.
Was a
Amelia,
swimmer.
Who's the one? No, she wasn't. She was a flyer, wasn't she? No.
Amelia Esther Earhart, Williams was a swimmer. Thank you very much.
Mr. Esther Williams tried to fly around the world. It didn't make it.
No, Amelia Earhart.
Amelia Earhart. Thank you.
Well,
Esther Williams
all right, we'll be back. World
swimmer.
Famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil
Henry.
It was Esther Williams that flew around the world.
Phil
877-876 Phil. On the line is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. We're talking about the achievement here of Abby Sunderland.
If I could interrupt, Phil, she hasn't achieved anything.
It most certainly is an achievement. It was bad luck, okay?
My opinion is...
Hold on for a minute. It was bad luck, in my opinion, and I think I'm not just speaking... through the the lens of opinion here, I think I could almost say for certain that this was absolutely nothing that she did wrong, that it was the weather.
You can't say there was anything she didn't do wrong, and you don't know that if there had been a man on that boat, that man might not have done something that would have made the boat go, better. I don't know anything about it. And the other thing is I don't know anything about sailing because I never had the opportunity to sail. I had to go out into the world and begin to teach school and begin to make a living. I would have loved to have had my daddy. Anyway.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought. I mean, you're saying she's spoiled now?
No, sir, I'm not saying that.
I mean, we're talking about a 16-year-old girl. You're a teacher. Why can't you give this child her due?
Because, Phil, that child, as you say, could have met her end in a horrible way. A horrible way. What if that craft had gone out of control and she wound up down near Antarctica? That's where she was headed. What if you had a man on board that and he knew how to make the boat go the way it goes, you put the sail up and you make sure that the wind is blowing into the sail. I don't know whether or not this girl had made some decisions that could have cost her her life. If the Australians hadn't been out there looking for her, they found her in 10 minutes. I heard you mention that at the beginning of the hour. Thank God. Thank God for her family. But let's say they weren't out there, and she wound up being sailing all the way down to the South Pole or something. She's going to die. If there'd been a man, who knows? Maybe he sails it better, and he knows how to make the sail. He knows how to point it, where it's supposed to go.
Or the sail, the mast could have snapped off, just as it did with Abby Sunderland piloting it. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about Abby Sunderland. And Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, is saying, at what point did we decide girls are strong enough to take on these kinds of activities? Here is Valerie in Palmer, Alaska. Go ahead, Valerie, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I've been listening to that gentleman for... nice. And I think Abby should be very proud of what she's accomplished. And I think the school that he teaches at, and I'm glad he's not teaching my grandchildren, should very carefully look at what this man is teaching. If he is teaching that girls should not be allowed to do the things that boys should do, he has no place in our school system.
Didn't you get calls from parents today, Vernon?
I got a couple of calls from parents who don't understand the challenges of being a teacher. This lady, with all due respect, is telling me that I should have said to my students today, it's okay to go out there and die and leave a mother
it's
that's
okay
breathing.
It's okay to go out there and make the effort. It's okay to put your life on the line sometimes for something you believe in. And I've
yes,
told
I
men,
agree.
Men in boats who have to have drowned men. So you don't
the
tell
men
me that women
were
can't
they trying
do
to,
it.
Were the men drowned trying to save women? Maybe.
No, the men drowned because they were foolish.
Well, ma'am,
they went out
against
the flags. They went out because the weather, we don't care if the weather's bad, we're going to go out anyway. Because men are foolish and their ego gets in the way and they take chances. Women don't do that.
Are you not calling from Alaska?
She was in a situation where probably nobody, man, woman, child, nobody could have made any better decisions.
I mean, the second guessing that I heard was from other sailors. They weren't knocking the fact this was a female. They were saying, was it the right time of year? Well, maybe she should have traversed the Indian Ocean in a better time of the year.
Well, I think that's them trying to politely say, boy, did they dodge a bullet. You've got a young girl out on a boat in the middle of God knows where. I can't even find it on a map. I've been all morning long. I tried to look and see where this is.
You admitted a few minutes ago you know nothing about sailing, and then you're sitting here saying that this girl probably did everything wrong. You know nothing. You're just a school teacher.
Let me ask you something, ma'am. Are you telling me that a man, that another sailor on that boat might not have made the boat go in a better?
I am telling you exactly that, because I have seen it happen exactly that.
So in other words, somebody, if I got on that boat, I might have made that boat go better.
What makes you think you could? You're not
a
sailor.
You don't even know how to sail.
I'm a man. I'm not.
And that makes you.
But so what? So you're a man.
Almighty?
No, ma'am, it doesn't. But as a man, I have a sense of the danger.
The only difference between you and a woman is that you cannot bear children.
If you mean I can't stand children, that's a very
you
funny
cannot
joke.
Bear
give birth to children.
You said I can't stand them, basically. No, I love children.
I said you cannot give birth to children. You have no
clue. You said bear. Ma'am, you said I cannot bear children. Did you not say that?
She meant as in bearing a child, as in giving birth to a child.
I will tell you that with I made the comment today. Now, here, I'll ask this lady if this is fair. I had a call from a couple of parents who are African-Americans. Their daughter, Stephanie's in my senior civics class. And I said to the class, I said, if a monkey had been piloting that boat and the monkey made a decent run to Africa, because the monkey perhaps on some level knows, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but perhaps on some level the monkey knows that's where it comes from, Africa, so it's going to make a run for it. Now, immediately I get a call from the parents saying that I'm being racist. And
well, what are you talking about?
I beg your pardon?
What has that got to do with anything?
I'm saying that even a monkey knows, or possibly knows, okay, there's Africa. A monkey knows more than me.
More than you.
All right. Well, if that's the case, ma'am, then I'd like to see its credentials, because we've got a science lab opening.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know what the lady's saying.
Well, are you trying to tell me that if an ape was out there on a sailboat, he would have enough instinct to know, well, at least I know I come from Africa, I'll make a run for it?
Now, all I'm saying is a woman can get as, well, not a woman, but a girl can get as far as she
all
got.
All you're saying is that a woman should be barefoot and pregnant.
No, I did not say that, no, ma'am.
That's exactly
simply
what
saying,
you're saying. You're saying
you,
no woman
you
do what a man can do. A woman belongs in a home, barefoot and pregnant. Let's go back to the 19th century.
I said,
no, you didn't say barefoot and pregnant, but you did say, you know, even a monkey knows it comes from Africa, so it's going to make a run for it.
Look, do dogs find their way home? Do apes find their way back to Africa? Well, what about a woman?
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're making every stupid, asinine comment you could possibly make denigrating women, monkeys and dogs and women, huh?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You said monkeys can find it to Africa, dogs can make their way home, and what do women do?
Barefoot and pregnant.
A woman can sail as far as the Indian Ocean. We know that much. That much we do know. Do we know any more? No, we do not.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. 877-877. Thank you very much, Valerie. Appreciate your call this evening. 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier on the line with us from the Belmar Academy. Here is Charlie in Los Angeles. Charlie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes. I really don't know why you've had this man on so long with you. And it scares me that he teaches.
I like this guy trying to tell you how to run a high school.
But anyway, listen, I grew up on a sailboat. My father had a sailboat when I was
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Dozier, would you be quiet, please?
I just wondered about this guy telling you how to run your show.
I'll talk to the caller.
I was a lucky young man down here in Los Angeles, and Abby left here right from Marisa Del Rey, which is about 10 minutes from where I'm sitting. All right? I watched her go off, and I'm way proud of that girl.
10 minutes. So where are you sitting, downtown?
Her father is a great man. And, no, I live on the beach in Los Angeles, right next to Marina Del Rey. Anyway, I sailed from the time I was 10 years old. I sailed. I've been out on the ocean. I've been on a sailboat.
Right.
I don't know if anyone ever remembers, there was a kid back when I was a kid that was one of my heroes named Robin Graham. He wrote a book named The Dove.
No.
He circumnavigated the world as a young man.
What?
Started on a 26-foot sailboat, and that sailboat got destroyed in a storm,
all right.
And he ended up, he got another boat. His father and National Geographic had him and sponsored him. He got another boat, and he finished his journey, and he finished it. And I hope Abby does the same thing, and I hope her father...
See, that's a man. You're talking about a man. You're not talking about a woman, so your story doesn't add up.
You know what? A woman is the
salt of the earth.
They are way smarter, way stronger than men.
Was a guy.
That's the way God made us. And what happened to Abby and what didn't happen to her brother, what's different between her brother and what happened to Abby is weather. That is weather from God. That's Mother Nature. She ran into a way bigger storm than her brother did. I also, sir...
You own a bait shop somewhere, and you're trying to tell me that you're Ted Turner. And
that's not what the man said. He said he's a sailor.
I'm not Ted
Turner.
Well, you're
coming off like you want the America's
I job. Also...
You know, just because you sail a Sabbath around in the harbor there...
He said he sailed ever since he was a kid.
Oh my God. I can't be sure of that.
Sir, I also was an Alaska fisherman. For 6 years, Bering Sea, out of Dutch Harbor, in the Aleutian Islands, in the Bering Sea, up close to the border. I was an Alaska fisherman. I've seen weather in the ocean. And
Mr. Dozier, you know.
Well, this guy has been to the Bering Sea, and he knows everybody.
You can predict the weather with all of our technology these days. You're supposed to watch the weather. That's what the captains on my ships did.
It's called the Weather Channel.
Up there. I fished in the Bering Sea for a lot of years, sir. I've seen bad weather. I've seen high seas. I've been on 200 and 300 foot ships.
Maybe you should have been sailing
around
the world.
Shut down our whole operations because of weather and lay low for a few days.
Well, that's a very good point, Charlie. That's a good point you're making. The weather.
Abby
ran into Mother Nature.
Don't
have any
chance.
I think that's what happened. And for you to say that,
Mr. Hendry, I have said and I'll say to you. Amelia Earhart, Abby Sunderland, thank you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll take a break. Thank you so much, Charlie. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, right.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, and we're closing out here with one more segment with Vernon Dozier. Want to remind you, coming up later on in the program, we'll have Justin McElroy on. He is a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School in Southern California, as we continue talking about what I think is an outstanding story of courage, and she's a fine young kid, and she comes from what appears to be a great family. She's also kind of local to me. I have lived in Thousand Oaks, Westlake Village, as well as up here in Ventura County for the last, I don't know, 15 years. So those guys are all neighbors of ours, and we are talking, as I say, about Abby Sunderland. With me is Vernon Dozier. He is a high school teacher from Belmar Academy. Vernon, we've taken all of the phone calls here about this girl. A lot of people calling you a sexist pig. A lot of people calling you you're a teacher, man. You're a teacher. And
I know I'm a teacher.
No, but I'm saying, as a teacher, how do you square what sounds like a very antiquated point of view?
Let me help you with something, Mr. Hendry, because I know a little bit about what I'm saying. I was in high school in 1984 during the 84 Olympics, and I turned my television set on every day. And the reason why I turned it on every day was not to watch the 84 Olympics. It was to watch a young woman by the name of Anna Sora Stanciu. She was a long jumper from Romania. I was a very big fan of hers, not only because she was a world-class long jumper, but because she was a beauty. And I mean, she was a gorgeous. And I got up the guts to go down to the L.A. Coliseum when I knew they were going to have the track and field medal events on that Saturday. And I stammered out a, "May I get your autograph?" to her as she was walking in. And she looked me up and down like, I might as well have been a dog turd. Well, you can say that I have...
She didn't give you the autograph?
No, I said, "May, can I get your autograph?" She looked me up and down as if I was something they needed to scrape off the sidewalk.
She's Romanian, right?
That's what I said.
Well, how do you know she spoke English?
Oh, come on. She doesn't know what... She doesn't know what... Can I have an autograph means?
I don't know. I mean, I'm theorizing.
Well, in any event, here was a woman that was a world-class athlete who I admired, and yes, she was very beautiful, and she looked at me as if I had just fallen out of the hind end of a horse, and somebody had to come along with us with a, one of those things you scrape, you know, you scrape it up. I never forgot that.
So you got a problem with women athletes?
No, I don't. I have no problem with women athletes, but I know they let you down. I know that sooner or later they're going to let you down.
Just as that woman did. So this is a personal problem.
No, it's not a personal problem. It's not a personal problem.
It's a personal problem having to do with you and some athlete at the 84 games. Mark in Boston, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't like you putting words into my mouth, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Say that, you know, I just think it's kind of appalling when you get a person who is a teacher going off on the radio saying how if it was a woman on a boat, you know, she can't steer a boat, but if it was a man on a boat, he would get it to wherever it needs to go. You know what? Sailing a boat takes skill. It takes a lot of skill, practice, and knowledge.
Of course.
And you know what? It takes effort. It takes effort. That woman, that young girl, guess what? She deserves credit for doing something that she believed in, all right? And she deserves credit for, you know what? She did something that you don't even know how to do. You don't know how to do it.
I'm sure I got on that boat.
Who are you to be the judge of her skills? And you know what? It doesn't matter if
I got on that boat, I would have steered it. I would have steered it better.
Anything. You know what? We can all do the same thing, and we can all do as good as the next person if we study hard, try hard, and we're willing to put in the effort and willing to reap the rewards of that effort. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
You just said that you could do as good as her. See, that goes against what you... I don't know what that guy's trying to say. He just said that he could do as good as that Abby Sutherland.
Well, he said that if you study, you know, and if you work hard enough...
No. You know what? And if he said, you know what, once he said it 50 times, that he could be as good as her.
Yeah, if he worked at it and studied at it.
Any individual
well, I'm telling you,
as anyone, if anyone worked at it, studied at it.
I thought you hung up. I thought you were going away. What's he doing back?
The gentleman is still on the line.
Well, the point that I'm making is, had I been on that boat, because I'm a man, I might have steered it better so it didn't lose its mast.
Just because you're a man and it has nothing to do with...
What's that?
And what gives you the skill or the knowledge that just because you're a man, do you have a natural born knowledge of how to sail a boat? No, you don't. Guess what? Henry the Navigator.
I have a natural. I have.
Greatest navigator in history. Guess what? He had to study hard and he had to actually understand the world and navigation in order to do what he did.
Who are you talking about? Christopher Columbus?
Henry the Navigator.
What is that?
He opened his own sailing
Henry
boat.
Henry the
Navigator.
Well, sir,
Henry the Navigator was a famous navigator that many of the explorers learned from or read of and took his tuition. You understand?
Well, all I'm saying, Henry the Navigator, sounds like a puppet. I can tell both of you guys.
All right, and thank you very much for your call there. Yeah, go ahead, sir. I was just going to say.
What?
Go ahead.
For me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All I got
to
say.
You want me to talk? Because my feeling is that Amelia Earhart. She can't be found. Doesn't that tell anybody anything?
No, I'm talking Mark. Go ahead.
Thank you. All I got to say, though, you know what? For a gentleman like you, who you're a teacher. You're supposed to guide people, give them a hope for the future.
Yes.
All right? You're not supposed to bring them down. You're not supposed to degrade them in any way, shape, or form, and that's what you do, sir.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much.
I told that girl, Abby Sunderland, that the best thing for her to do, if she wants to be involved in sailing, is to knit. I said knit sails, and I was joking about it. If you don't knit sails, you sew them, but you don't knit them. But I.
Well, what do you do besides tell jokes, man? This girl who, as the last gentleman said, you know what, get out of here.
Wait a minute. You can't hang up.
You know, we were talking about this during the pre-show. Thanks very much, Mr. Dozier, for your learned point of view. We were talking about this family, this family of sailors and Abby Sunderland. And the fact is that she is a well-trained young lady. She knows what she's doing. She's a better sailor probably than, I don't know, maybe over 50% of the sailors out there. And the very people that wanted to protect her, I don't think anybody wanted to protect her. I think there are a bunch of newspaper columnists and radio talk show hosts that had nothing to talk about today. So they decided to make this kid an issue. She probably would wind up saving their asses in bad weather. No, that other gentleman had it right. It was tough luck. It was bad weather. Her boat, a 40-footer, which I thought it looked a lot smaller than that. It was a 40-footer. That's a sizable craft. Should have withstood perhaps the winds had they been more moderate, but they weren't. She's out there in rough seas. She'll give it another go. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Justin McElroy coming up. Also, as you'd like to hear them with Joran Vandersloot, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
I don't want to go on your